Okay, everybody. So tonight we're going to be discussing what you need to know when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Now, the truth is, there's many other halachas that we're not going to get to this week, but we've discussed it in previous shurim. Because if you remember, 2 years ago, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos and it was a nidcha to Sunday. This year it's not a nidcha. It's important to know the difference because it does not carry all the kulos that a Tanis a nidcha has because it's not a nidcha. Shavuos B'Tammuz Tisha B'Av is actually on Sunday, which was the way it was when the bais was destroyed. The Gemara says the year the bais was destroyed was a Masi Shabbos going into Sunday. So we discussed in other shurim, it's up online, you can take a listen. I think the name of this shir is What to Know When Tisha B'Av Falls Out on Shabbos or Sunday. Is we talked about, like, for example, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos afternoon? Shabbos afternoon is Erev Tisha B'Av. Are you allowed to go for a walk after each challent? Are you allowed to learn? Are you allowed to have shurim? So that stuff we discussed in those shurim. So take a listen if you want to hear more about that. And the other thing we discussed is when does the Avela start on Matzei Shabbos? So just very bekitzer, Shulchan Aruch writes, there's no Suda Samav Sekas this year. It's amazing, there's an entire simon in Shulchan Aruch. I think it's Tav Kuf Nun Beis, Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, all about the Suda Samav Sekas. This year, not again, there is no Suda Samav Sekas this year. We eat up until Shkia. You eat regularly, you eat your regular Shal Shudas food. The Paiskim do point out, you shouldn't say, I'm eating so I can have energy to fast tomorrow. That's a Shal of Hachana. So don't say, just eat. You know, people suggest you should eat the fruit, and melons are very healthy before a fast day. But it's a regular Shal Shudas. No sitting on the floor, no eggs, no ashes, nothing. Regular Shal Shudas up till Shkia. Come Shkia, you have to stop eating, but you don't sit on the floor yet. You don't sit on the floor till Tzeisek Echavim. So you stay in your Shabbat. It's a very funny time. It's like a no man's land time. You're not eating. It's still Shabbos. You're in your Shabbos clothing. You're not going to shul yet. I always remember it to be a very difficult time. But it's a good time. Spend time with the family. Talk about Eicha. Talk about Inyanei Yatisha B'Av. But in any case, so right before Shkia, right, you get your last eating done. You can bench after Shkia, but you got to finish eating before the Shkia. Me'ikar Adin, whenever you finish eating, you should have in mind that you don't want to be mekabel l'tainus. In this way, if you want to get that one last cup of water, you can still have it. Pais can say this year, because it's Shabbos, there's always assumed you don't want to start fasting until Shkia. So even if you finish 15 minutes before Shkia, and you say, oh, I want that cup of water. Oh, but I thought I'm done. No, you can go up till the Shkia. After Shkia, till Tzeisek Echavim, you're going to basically sit on a regular chair, and you don't switch your shoes, you stay in your big day Shabbos. And then different shuls have different practices. Some shuls call Ma'ir for like 20 minutes after the Zman, so you can change and then come so people can drive. There's different versions of how exactly to do that. But then already after Tzeisek Echavim, then already becomes, it's already a Tisha B'Av. There's a question, we'll talk a little bit tonight about Havdol, but we spoke about this in other shurim, I don't want to get into it now, is that we do make Bar Mira'esh on Matzei Shabbos. On Matzei Shabbos, we do make Bar Mira'esh, and the practice is that we do it in shul. The problem with doing it in shul is you have a lot of women who don't get to come to shul. So what do the women do who don't come to shul? And the part of the problem is, it's not so partial that women are mechoyiv and esh. So there's a couple different options of what to do. So obviously, if your wife comes to shul el Tisha B'Av, so she'll hear Bar Mira'esh in the shul. There's no besamim. There's no havdol ala kais Matzei Shabbos. We spoke Sunday morning about Matzei Tisha B'Av, that Sunday night. But Matzei Shabbos is havdol. There's atechan anton in the Shemana Esrei, right? And there's Bar Mira'esh and you start eich. That's the way it happens in shul. So if your wife comes to shul, good. So she hears Bar Mira'esh in shul. Let's say she's home. So some paiskim hold she can't make Bar Mira'esh by herself. Some paiskim say she could make Bar Mira'esh by herself. So some paiskim suggest that you should not say Bar Mira'esh in the shul and come home and make Bar Mira'esh for her at home. So those are some of the options that are relevant. Yeah. Don't be yaitzeh. Don't look at the yesh, you know, space out, whatever. And then turn around and then you'll go home and make Bar Mira'esh for your wife. Okay. So that's a very quick synopsis of what we discussed in previous years. In the other years we spoke about should there be Shu'urim on Shabbos afternoon, because we know it's brought down Ramon Shulchan Aruch, Erev Pes, Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to learn, so should there be Daf Yomi Shu'urim, Halacha Shu'urim. That's all discussed in previous Shu'urim. I want to move on to something different this year. So the first thing I want to talk about is before we get to the Shaila really of Tisha B'Av Shechaliyah's B'yom Rishon. It's funny, I got this shayla this week from a man and a woman. Okay? The shayla is about cutting your nails during the 9 days. Cutting your nails during the 9 days. I got this from a man, which, okay, and I got it from a woman. Women, I guess this makes more sense. They want to go to the manicures, they do things like that. But again, a lot of the manicures, they don't even cut their nail. They just, they file it. They don't really even cut much. So the shayla is you got to cut your nails during the 9 days. So the truth is, there's a very important Shulchan Aruch over here, number one. For Shulchan Aruch says like this, Dr. Mechaber, source one says the mechaber acher hatainis mutter lesaper ulechabes miyat. Says the mechaber, you should know that after the fast is over, you're allowed to take your haircut and wash right away. So everyone's thinking to themselves, no, we know that's not true. Right? Everyone knows that something lingers that night, which we'll get to because this hasn't been relevant for the last 2 years. For the last 2 years, we had Tisha B'Av that fell out on Thursday, and therefore there were a lot of kulas because it went into Shabbos. And 2 years ago, it was the Nidche, so that had a lot of kulas. But we have to remind ourselves, we'll get to that tonight, there are restrictions post the Tainus. But the Mechaber seems to say not like that. The Mechaber says clearly that after the Tainus, Mutter L'Saper L'Chabes. So if you're a Svardi, so you get the haircut Sunday night. And that's the way they taka paskin. Svardim get haircuts Sunday night. They can do laundry Sunday night. They can put on fresh laundry. The fast is over. All the restrictions are not there. Now, here's the million-dollar question. Is there a Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av this year? Right? Shavuot Shechal by means the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in. Now, Tisha B'Av falls out this year on a Sunday. So let's say, for example, 2 years ago when Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, there was a big machloikis. Is there a Shavuot Shechal by? And we spoke about this alumnus. The question is Shabbos Shechol by Tisha B'Av really Tisha B'Av? Or Tisha B'Av is really Sunday? So is that the week of Tisha B'Av? Or no, the week of Tisha B'Av is the next week. So the Mechaber brings down two shitas. He writes, V'mechal Tisha B'Av yemrishonei b'Shabbos v'nidcha l'achas Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, or falls out on Shabbos and it's nidcha l'achas Shabbos. Mutter b'shtei ha-Shabbosis. It's mutter both weeks. Bein shekoydim atanis, the week before the fast, and bein she'achrov, the week after the fast. If Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Shabbos, that week would be Shavuot Shechal B'Av. So Shavuot Shechal B'Av is not so relevant for Ashkenazim, but Negev for Sfardim. So the Mechaber has two sheets. The first sheet that says there is no Shavuot Shechal B'Av. The second sheet that says there is a Shavuot Shechal B'Av. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Haynu Heicha Shechal B'Shabbos V'Nidcha Avol Echal B'Yom Rishon Mutter Af L'Dezu. Says Mr. Brewer, when is there a machloikis if it's a Shavuot Shechal B'Av? That's if Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, and you want over that week up till Shabbos, is Shavuot Shechal B'Av. But when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, kuli alamoy, there's no Shavuot Shechal B'Av. So what comes out this year, there is no Shavuot Shechal B'Av. So you'll say to me, why is that relevant to Ashkenazim? It's very negated to Sfardim. Many things in the Sfardish and Hagim are only Shavuot Shechal B'Av. And the Sharetzin points it out. He writes, Ula didone nafkemina. For us Ashkenazim, it doesn't make a difference. We already asked her, things are ready for Rosh Chodesh. So why does it matter to know? So the truth is, there's one thing that I was able to come up with that's negeh to Shavuot Shechal B'Av, and that's cutting your nails. Why is cutting your nails relevant? Because there's a Taz in number four. The Taz is talking about getting a haircut. And the Taz says, Nira du ha'din etilas tzipurnayim de'osu b'shavuzu. Says the Taz, even though haircuts we stopped already from Yudzayim B'Tammuz, says the Taz, but etilas tzipurnayim is osu Shavuot Shechal B'Av. Avokoydam zeh mutter. But before Shavuot Shechal B'Av, it's mutter. I feel the fimash and ogu isabit dispersed in Shavuot Shechal B'Av, because of Ramah, fracked the Taz 1 second. But if you're telling me that haircuts and nail cutting are connected, nail cutting is also Shavuot Shechal B'Av and haircuts are also from Shavuot Shechal B'Av, what's the shot? Says the Taz, no, because it's more mekel. Netil Tzipurnayim are more mekel. But what do you see from the Taz? That Netil Tzipurnayim is also Shavuot Shechal B'Av. But was there a Shavuot Shechal B'Av this week? If what we just said, there is no. So even if you hold that Nitil Tzipurnayim is also according to the Taz, this year wouldn't be Negev, because there's no Shavuot Shechal B'Av this year, because Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday.
How does the Tzipurnayim during three weeks fall into that category?
Right, so according to him, it's not. It's only Shavuot Shechal B'Av.
No, I thought he said that even if you're...
No, he's saying, even if you're machmir for haircuts, but for nails, it's only Shavuot Shechal B'Av. And the nails are not as machmer. So it comes out, according to the Taz, this year you'd be allowed to cut your nails. Now, you might be allowed to cut your nails every year. Why? Because there's a Magen Avraham who argues on the Taz. The Magen Avraham writes in number 5, Shamati. He says, I heard, Sheyesh Oysam Litol Tzipurnayim. I heard there are those people who say you're not allowed to cut your nails during this time. He says, he doesn't like the comparison to Avelus, because an Avel's not allowed to cut his nails. And therefore, he disagrees. Now, if you read through the whole Magen Avraham, it's not clear how far he disagrees, but most Achorinim learn he means even Shavuot Shechal B'Av it's mutter. So first of all, in a regular year, it's Machloikis Magen Avraham and Taz, is nail cutting a problem? Bechlal. The Chayyim this year, it's for sure not a problem, because this year, you have the fact there is no Shavuot Shechal B'Av. So even the Taz, who's the Machmir, that holds nail cutting is a problem, this year there's no Shavuot Shechal B'Av. Now, it's not even so partial how we paskin. For example, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't put it on the paper, the Mishnah Berurah just brings down both shitas. Or he says, some say nail cutting also, some say nail cutting mutter, but for Shabbos it's mutter. So let's say, for example, this Friday, you want to cut your nails, so l'kuli amba, that's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan takes much more of a stronger stand. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Number six. When it comes to nail cutting, some prohibit it. He says, because when it comes to cutting it, well, for Nitzel Sedaim, it might be a Shalot Chatzitza, so it's anyways better to cut your nails. So Rosh Hashochah is Machri ala Kula. But I think this year, it's not even a gay. So this year, the Chayyar, one would be able to cut their nails. So again, to cut your nails on Friday is for sure okay. But even if you don't want to cut your nails randomly, so the Chayyar, cutting your nails would be permissible. Okay. Now let's get into Motzei Shabbos. So the way it works out is Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos. So we're going into Motzei Shabbos. So what do you do with Motzei Shabbos? So we saw already on Sunday morning, we discussed this at length. The Mechaber writes over here, Leil Tisha B'Av, Shechal Becha B'Shabbos, Leil Tisha B'Av, that falls out on Sunday. Kishiroya Haner Oymer Boy Miresh. So again, so Motzei Shabbos night, we're going to make Boy Miresh. Ve'enim Evorach Al B'Som, there's no B'Somim, there's Motzei Shabbos. And then on Sunday night, Mavdil al Hakos will make Havdalah on a cup. So Motzei Shabbos, you're going to say Atachan Antonon Dishman Esrei. Motzei Shabbos, you're going to make Bar Miresh. And then Sunday, you're going to make Al Hakos. Now, it's important to note for the women, they have to realize that who don't say Atachan Antonu, they have to say Baruch HaMavdil. So let's say, for example, even if your wife comes to shul Motzei Shabbos for Bar Miresh, if she wants to do malacha, she has to say Baruch HaMavdil, unless she's Abbas Ma'ariv. Meaning, normally, women are yoitze with Ma'ariv at home, and they don't say Baruch HaMavdil. But again, if a lady is going to start cleaning up the house before the husband comes home and make Havdol, she should also say Baruch HaMavdil. But Mr. Brewer points it out over here. If a lady is not going to daven Ma'ariv, which many women don't, so it's kedai for her, she should say Baruch HaMavdil before she starts turning on the lights, turning off the lights, whatever she's going to do. Now, here's the question.
You can say Havdol anytime.
Havdol al-Ish? As long as it's still Matzah Shabbos, right? Once it's Sunday morning.
You don't have to do it.
No, you can do it after Eich also. Right, so that's what I'm saying. Let's say for me, my wife doesn't come to shul, she stays home with the kids, so I come home after Eich, whatever time it is, and I make Bar Miresh then for her. Right. So now, here's the question. What happens if someone has to make Avdol Matzah Shabbos? Let's say you have a Chayla. You have a Chayla who's going to have to eat on Tisha B'Av. Let's say it's a Yoledes. I'll make it a good reason, not someone who's sick. A good reason, Baruch Hashem, someone had a baby. So Tisha B'Av is much more cooler than Yom Kippur. So within 30 days, if a lady had a baby within 30 days, she doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. So she's got. So the first question is, does she have to make Havdalah in order to eat? So the first thing is, the Poskim write that we try to suggest to fast as long as you can. Meaning, let's say, for example, if a lady can get away with not eating till Sunday morning, that's better. To be as much mitzarif bitzar of klai, so it's the best. I always point this out. One of the things that bother me very much is that you see on Shavas HaBatamos, Asar B'Tavis, you see a lot of women walking the streets, and they have these massive iced coffees. So I hear there's one thing, you're not fasting. Maybe you have a good reason why you're not fasting, but you don't need to walk around with a big iced coffee. I hear you need coffee, so drink coffee at home. You got to at least be mitzarif to be mitzar with the rest of us. The rest of klai is not eating. You're walking around with a 36 ounce of iced coffee. I think it's slightly incorrect. But again, a person has to do what they need to do, but they don't have to necessarily indulge. Which is why even if a chayil has to eat on Tisha B'Av, we'll see, they should really not indulge. They don't have to have, you know, the fanciest of fancy. They have to have whatever they need to have. So let's say
they make Havdalah, let's say they're going to eat on Sunday.
Right.
Shouldn't they make Havdalah right?
No.
Before they eat?
They don't make Havdalah until they have to eat, right?
Right, so if they don't eat until Sunday morning, right? They make it Sunday morning.
Correct, yeah.
But if it's not the way he brings it down.
Who's he? Who's the he? Okay, so let's see. So if you look over here, so the first question is does a chayil have to make Havdalah? So for those of us who joined us Sunday morning, we discussed this heavily. We mentioned that there is a Shitas Ramban. The Ramban says a chayil does not have to make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. There's no Havdalah on Tisha B'Av Shechol Yais B'Yom Rishon. We mentioned from the Dvar Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Ehrenberg says that he never saw in Poland anyone who ever made Havdalah that was a chayil. But all the other, and Reb Chaim Kanevsky holds that way also, but we said all the other majority of the Achroinim from Chassidish to Litvish to Svardish, they all disagree. And as far as I know, the accepted practice in Kalai Yisrael is that if a Chayla needs to eat on this year, they have to make Havdol. That's what they quote over here. I quote from the Sefer Moedi Yishurin. Moedi Yishurin is one of the earliest English Svarim written on the 3 weeks, 9 days, written by Rabbi Felder, Zatzal. Rabbi Felder was a close Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. His father was of Gedalia Felder, was a big Rav in Toronto for many years, also a big Mechaber Sefer. So this Rabbi Felder, I had the chance of speaking to him a couple times on the phone. He died a few years ago already. He's been passed away.
From Philly, right?
He was a Rav in Philadelphia for many years. He was a Rav in Rav Herschel Schechter's father's shul.
Yeah.
He took over Rav Herschel Schachter's father's shul where he was a rabbi in Philadelphia. And he writes like this: a man or woman who must eat on the ninth of Av when it occurs on Sunday should first recite Avdol service. So chiddush number one, which is found in almost all the Echorin besides for Reb Chaim Kanevsky asking it to his Shver Rebbe Yashiv and Rebbe Ehrenberg, but everyone else says that a chayla has to make Avdol. Now the question is, what do you make Avdol on? It's Tisha B'Av. You're going to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. It sounds very hard to imagine. So he writes over here, the Havdalah should be recited over a cup of beer, liquor, or juice, but not wine or grape juice. So this is what he's quoting from Rav Moshe earlier. Rav Moshe held grape juice is also no good. Rav Moshe held, we mentioned this on Sunday, that Rav Moshe held grape juice is also during the 90s. Let's say you want to have a cup of grape juice today, Rav Moshe held it's also. I mentioned that that's the widely accepted practice, but Rav Yitzchak Abad, he holds grape juice is b'cholam, but also you can drink grape juice during the 9 days. Fine. So Rav Moshe says, you got to use Chamar Medina. What's Chamar Medina? So Rav Moshe says, either beer, liquor, or juice. Now, obviously, if you're dealing with a woman who just had a baby, beer and liquor are pretty much out of the equation, unless she's a real trooper, maybe a southern girl, I don't know. But beer and liquor is really not going to work. So you're basically going to have to use some form of juice. Okay? We'll talk about using coffee. Coffee is a pretty good option. So we'll talk about using coffee in a second. Then he concludes, Avdolah should begin with the blessing over the cup and not with hineh. He says you don't make the hineh, right? We all know that really Havdol doesn't start with hineh kelo shoshefti, even though again in the Kalbach version of Havdol it's very nice, the hineh, it's a whole schlep in this. That's not really part of Havdol. Those are just divrei bracha to start the Havdol with, to be a skula, to have a good week. So here Rabbi Feld is pointing out that you don't say that on a week like this. Hineh kelo shoshefti tochav lefchad, because it's beautiful brachas. That's not for Tisha B'Av. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says the same thing in Halicha Shlomo number 9. No, but here you're doing it on Matzah Shabbos. You could be doing it on Matzah Shabbos. You're right. You could be doing it on Sunday also. But it could be Matzah Shabbos. Let's say you have a chayla who needs to eat ready Matzah Shabbos. And if Shem is
Sunday morning?
I don't think we do hineh on Sunday morning anyway.
Somebody misses it Friday night.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't remember already. Again, it's psukei bracha. There's nothing to lose, really. There's no really downside to it. But he quotes over here.
Shabbos morning, right there.
That's right. So Reb Shlomo Zalman writes the same thing. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says the same thing we saw from Rabbi Felder, that you just start with the bracha. However, I found that Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky says otherwise. He quotes over here, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky says that even though there's a Pischei Tshuva and Hilchas Avelus that says the Ovel Shomavdil Ein Loimar Pesukei Hinei Kel Shasi, Shem Pesukei Shel Simcha, even though the Pischei Tshuva writes Halach Lamaisev an Ovel during Shiva, who obviously has to hear Avdolah, he's not an Oinin, he's an Ovel, he doesn't say those psukim. So we have, I guess, a machloikis achroin. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky seems to say, no, you do say hinei kelo shirasi, even though an Ovel normally wouldn't, while Reb Shlomo Zalman and this Rabbi Felder, all were of the, and presumably Reb Moshe also, most of the Sefer was ran through by Reb Moshe first, and therefore it's a shail in the paiskim whether or not you say hinei kelo shirasi. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in number 11, Choyle bein ish bein ishto yatzorich. Now, there's ba'etzim a chiddush over here that women who are choyle have to make avdolah. Because I was waiting for someone to make a shtekel svek svek over here. There's a machoikis b'shoidim of women are even mechoivin avdolah. Big machoikis b'shoidim. Is avdolah part of Shabbos? And therefore women are mechoivin all mitzvahs of Shabbos to mechoivin avdolah? Or avdolah is a post-Shabbos experience? If avdolah were to be a post-Shabbos experience, it'd be like a mitzvah shas magrama. Mitzvah shas magrama, women are potter. The only reason why women mechoivin and kiddush and suda Shabbos is because it's connected to Shabbos, and Shabbos we have a din that we're makish zocher to shomer, and since women have to keep Shabbos, they have to be mekayim the zocher also. But matzvah Shabbos is not Shabbos anymore. So there's a big machloikis rishonim if women are even mechoivin avdolah in the first place. But that's why we make Havdalah. But at the end of the day, that's the why. But if at the end of the day Havdalah was nesakin as a typical mitzvah shas magrama, then women would have to be exempt. So there's machlokes b'shoyim before women mechuyev in Havdalah. The Ramah writes that Isha should always not make Havdalah by herself. She should try to hear Havdalah from a man. Okay. On top of that, we have a machlokes. Maybe a choyla is potter from Havdalah anyways. So that was the Ramban. Yeah, the Ramban said that a choyla doesn't have to make Havdalah. His svar was because since Matzah Shabbos we're all aniyim, we're all poor, And Chazal never were misakin it. And again, it clearly from the Dvar Yeshu is true that we photo that we saw on Sunday, that was the practice in Poland, he writes. And that's what Chaim Kanevsky holds out of Yom Hazeh. Unless, even though his Shver said not like that. But I haven't seen anyone make that case. All the Poskim that I saw, right, like from Shlomo Zalman. Choyle, like we saw from Rabbi Felder. Man or woman. Choyle, bein ish, bein isha, hatzarech le'echol, elishtes, betishav, v'shachal, bein mishan, v'chein betishav, benidche, yavdil tchila al chamar medina. So Shlomo Zalman says, it should first go for chamar medina. Says Shlomo Zalman number 12, right above it. Why chamar medina? The kivin shiochle kaim amitzvah v'chamar medina, lo yavdil al yayin. Because wine is not, obviously we don't want you drinking wine at Tisha B'Av. That's like, you know, very, very difficult. But since you have the option for Chamar Medina, you should go with Chamar Medina. For Rak, B'Dalek, Chamar Medina, Yavdol Al Yain. However, said Ibn Shamzam, if you don't have Chamar Medina, you don't have juice, and you don't have coffee, and you don't have milk, and you don't have whatever else is Chamar Medina, then Avad, you'd make your own wine.
This is not for the 9 days.
No, this is talking about on Tisha B'Av proper, and Belined will talk about what's the Havdol look like on Sunday night. What do you use for Havdalah on Sunday night? We know on Sunday night you have to be Mavdalah al Kos. What do you put into that cup?
You're going to put... Until the next day, Chatzos. It's still good that you don't drink.
Right, so would you be able to use wine that night, or would you have to use vine? So we're going to get to it. We'll see. It's not like it's a
poiske. But and if, let's say, somebody would break their fast on Chatzos on Sunday after Chatzos, and it's a nitre,
yeah,
they then use wine. You know, Tisha B'Av really comes out Shabbos. They're breaking at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Could they then make it? Because the lechayra, they should be allowed to, because it's not Tisha B'Av, and it's not also after Chatzos.
We're still noying it like Tisha B'Av. It's hard to say it's not Tisha B'Av. We're still noying like Tisha B'Av. I mean, it's not actually on the calendar. But for all, that's telling the old machloekis we showed him what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Nitzche.
Aside from the eating, they continue to have.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they can't, they have to wear whatever they, again, obviously for Yeled, sometimes wearing, you know, laying, sitting on the floor is not, again, I tell this for all people, people that have back problems, elderly, that they should, don't make themselves crazy with the sitting on the floor.
The old question, you ask kids, what happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Rosh Chodesh? Do you fast or not?
If Tisha B'Av falls out on Rosh Chodesh, maybe one day. Yeah.
Sorry to bother you. I left the Zoom because
I think the Zoom died.
No, yeah, it died.
That's right.
I'm getting complaints for
it. I hear. Okay, I apologize. I apologize. I charged it before and I thought it would have more energy. I apologize.
Coming from New Jersey,
That's it.
Exactly.
Oh, we get a whole fancy video. We'll do it like, you know, the fancy way with a video stand and stuff like that.
So you think
that's right. It needs to be charged. In any case, yes. Yeah, so I'm just, for those who have back problems or knee problems or you don't want to call anyone elderly. That's not. I don't want to insult anyone, Chas v'Shalom, for our many listeners. So if you know you're going to be uncomfortable, obviously Chazal wants you to be uncomfortable, but within a certain measure. Like, I dealt with people, I'm like, just sitting on a regular chair, this is ridiculous. Chazal didn't want you doing this. And this is, it's pasha like that. So just keep that in mind. But in any case, so according to most Achrayim,
what were you saying about people that have back problems?
They should, I don't think they're mechuyev to be terribly uncomfortable by sitting on the floor. I think they should try to sit on a regular chair. Chazanish had a coolest tamze. The Chazanish said any chair that's just lower than a regular chair,
yeah,
you can make
it.
That was a Chazanish. The Chazanish didn't measure it with Gimel Tfachim like other Paiskim. He just said it looks a little lower, he would sit on it. But a guy person has real back pain, knee pain, other pains. I don't think that should become the ikra of his Tisha B'Av. I think he should try to sit on a comfortable chair and do whatever else he needs to do. Okay, now this is the majority of the Achrayim held that a Chayla who has to make Havdalah this year should make it a Chamar Medina. However, there is a Chiddush that if you look at number 13 over here, Omar Limay V'Rebbe, the stipler held, Ch'odom Hatzorich Lecho B'Tishma of Shechab Yemav Yavdel Al Yayin. The stipler said, no, Havdalah over wine. So let's say, for example, someone has someone who needs to make Havdalah this year, a Chayla, Yeledes, whatever the case may be, so they make Havdalah on wine. Maybe juice, the Marna Chazanish, Sadeh, the Mitz, Tapuzim, Yesh, Svarda, V'chamar Medina, Be'eretz Yisrael, Yosim, Be'irud, V'chamar Medina, Be'eretz Yisrael. The Chazanish had a sheet that he wasn't keen on V'chamar Medina. Chazanish wasn't convinced that anything is Chamar Medina b'zman hazeh. So he really, really shied away from using Chamar Medina. So this stipler is really echoing that Chazanish, that there is no Chamar Medina, you gotta use Yayin. So you use Yayin on Tisha B'Av as well. Shmuel Kamenetsky points out that coffee is an option for Chamar Medina, but it can't be a very hot cup of coffee. Why? Because a hot cup of coffee, you won't be able to drink a Mali Lugmav in the proper amount of time. So I saw other parties can say, well, if it cools down, it's not served. Well, there is such a thing called iced coffee. It's a pretty popular drink. I know they charge you like double for it in Dunkin' Donuts. So obviously there is such a... Obviously a hot coffee drinking cold is weird. I agree. But an iced coffee is a very normal drink, or, you know, that's a very popular drink, especially amongst the youth today. So I think if you want to make Havdalah on an iced coffee, I think that's a much better bet. So Shmuel Kamenetsky just points out over here in number 14 that taking a hot coffee, making Havdalah on a hot coffee is problematic because you might not be able to drink enough in the proper allotted time. Then he asked over here on the bottom, he says, V'sha'alti the Ma'iv Rebbe Shlita, I asked Shmuel Kamenetsky, emits tapuzim choshev kamar medina, what about juice? Because of Shapoiskim is tapuzim, because the poiskim tumul about juice. Even though we saw Ma'iv Yishon writes juice. V'alkopon bira yakovi choshev kamar medina. So beer or coffee. Okay, so if you want to drink beer or coffee, maybe tea, this would be considered chamar medina. Now, the Brisker Rav had a chiddush, which is what we mentioned, similar from the Chazon Ish. The Brisker Rav writes in number 15. This is quoted here in Koivitz Chuvis. This is Rebbe Eliashiv's Shas and Chuvis Sefer. He writes, Hagriz mi brisk hiter gamal yayin. Gamal yayin alel tishabav. Al bimash beer bichidushav al Rambam. He has a whole right. The Brisker Rav had a whole deek in a Rambam. Then on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to have yayin. Okay, not for now. Why? He says, "K'moy meisim mutl fun of the osib yayin, ava Tisha V'atzim hu k'may aveils achakvu the mutl yayin." He makes an analogy, which Rabbi Soloveitchik discussed also many times, that the relationship of the aveilus from the 3 weeks to the 9 days changes. As we know, it gets more intense. But Mashiach on Tisha B'Av it reverses. Meaning on Tisha B'Av, it's no longer aninus, now it's aveilus. An oinin is not allowed to have basim yayin, but an oval is allowed to have basim. So they have a held biskrov that once you're on Tisha B'Av already, then you're allowed to have yayin. So therefore, the Brisker Rav held you allowed to have yayin, but Rebbe Eliashiv says, but there's an Or Zerua that says explicitly not like that, and therefore Rebbe Eliashiv was vaita like the accepted opinion, no yayin for Tisha B'Av. Then just one more time, the next question is, what about children? What about children who want to eat on Sunday? They're not fasting. Do they have to hear Havdalah? Now the truth is, we never discussed it here, but there's a whole Shaila Stamazeh. On a regular Matzi Shabbos, do children have to hear Havdalah? Let's say you have a child who's a gil lechenach, the kid's 10 years old. His parents don't want him staying up so late Matzah Shabbos, that they have to hear Havdalah. So let's assume Imtim Tzaloy Mar, he does. What does he do this year? Does he make Havdalah on Sunday morning before he eats his breakfast? Or do we say, no, there's no Havdalah in such a situation. They were never keveya Havdalah as chinuch in such a situation. So if you look over number 16 from the stipler, he writes, Tisha B'Av Tov Shin Chav Dalet. Tov Shin Chav Dalet is 1964. Okay? I can honestly tell you I don't remember Tisha B'Av 1964. He writes over here, Omali leni yalodim shemutu lamlecha b'Tisha B'Av. The stipler said they can eat, the kids can eat. Im chal Tisha B'Av yim alav yesh v'hokash le'yavdilu. They could eat without Havdalah. Av sheshar tshuva maybe shegodl choyle yavdil. Even though by a godl you have to make Havdalah. Mikom okim tam yesh lismach ala raj b'shekosav leni kiddush shemutu l'achil mafnei kiddush. So the stipler came up with the following cheshbon. He wants to say that kids can eat without Havdalah because there are poiskim, there's a Rashba that holds kids are allowed to eat before Kiddush on Friday night and on Shabbos day. We can't make the kids hold out. So he wants to say you can be samech on that Rashba here also. So therefore, according to the stipler, a year like this, the little kids I'm talking about kids that are Higil Chinuch. Not little kids, I'm talking about 10-year-old, 11-year-old kids who are Higil Chinuch, but they're not fasting. We spoke about this last year. This fake phenomenon that you have to refast before your bar and bas mitzvah. It's not true, right? We know it's not true. We gave a whole share in it. So I gave that share with my daughter in mind because she turned bas mitzvah. She comes back to me and everyone in school said you have to refast before your bar mitzvah. So who's everyone? They obviously don't listen to our shurim because we debunked that. We said that's one of the more false notions in Klai. So it's absolutely not true. There's no source for it even. That you have to refast before your bar or bas mitzvah. So let's say you have a 10-year-old kid, 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid. They're big kids, but they want to eat Sunday morning breakfast. So the stipler says they don't have to make Havdalah. Why? Because since there's a Rashba, the Rashba says you can't make kids. You know, we as adults are not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So the Rashba says, Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchos Kiddush that kids are allowed to eat before Kiddush. Right? Let's say you don't make Kiddush till 12 o'clock Shabbos morning, so your kids are allowed a snack before then. So he says you can use the Rashba for Havdalah also. You can't expect kids to go now till Sunday night not to make Havdalah. It's very hard. Now, I'm not sure why no one suggests let the kid make Havdalah by himself, like he would on a regular Sunday morning. I'm not sure. So if you look over here in the Rivois Ephraim,
what? According to the stipler, somebody, the kid 10 years old, should definitely be making
Havdalah. I would think so. Yeah, I think he should make Havdalah. So the Rivois Ephraim quotes from his brother, Reb Notet Tzvi, who writes, Shemati, he said he heard B'Shem Rebbe Eliashiv, Shekoton Oichel B'Tisha B'Av V'Yoyim Shetisha B'Av Chol B'Yem Aleph, Ein Loi LaHavdil. Rebbe Eliashiv said there's no need for Havdalah when Tisha B'Av falls out this way. Why? Ki Loi Shai Chinuch Azeh. There's no Musig of Chinuch. Ki kishu yagda harilo yavdal. Because what's the whole argument? Chinuch is so you should know what to do when you get older. When you get older, you're not making Avdallah, Motzei Shabbos. You're going to be fasting. Now, there are other members from Rabbi Eliashiv that contradict this statement from Rabbi Eliashiv, but that's what he says. He says his brother told him this way, that Rabbi Eliashiv held, you don't have to make Avdallah. They asked the Shaila to Rabbi Shmuel Vosner. They asked Rabbi Shmuel Vosner, Vasha Shal, Bekotan Oichel, Miasa Avdallah. They asked Rabbi Shmuel Vosner, what about a kid who's eating, should he make Avdallah? Because of Bishay Maril, they quote the Maril. Maril Diskin, Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, who said, the Mavdal mitar medichinach. Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin was the first one to say that, as far as I know, that says that on Tisha B'Av, Shechaliyah is either B'Shabbos or on Sunday, kids who want to eat have to make Avdallah because of chinach. You got to teach the kids, they got to make Avdallah before they eat. So he writes over here, v'hikshe d'mach chinach shayich b'zeh d'alek kishiyag d'aliyach b'tisha b'av. It's a kasha that we saw from Rabbi Eliashiv is what chinach is there. He's supposed to be mechanach a kid what to do when he gets older. When he gets older, he's not gonna eat on Tisha B'Av. So Rabbi Shmuel Vosner responded, lo kashem idi. D'kvar nichnas begeder chinach avdala b'shabbos pshuta. This kid is already begeder chinach. Chinuch means he has to make avdol when Shabbos is off. Imkain, who begeder chinuch avdol? After inyan prati zed avdol b'tishvav, lo yishayach b'chinuch atagadlusa. He says, so what? You have a chiyuv to be mechanech your kid that every Motzei Shabbos daf machan avdol, he has to make avdol. Granted, this week, the way it works out, there is no avdol for adults. That's not a stira to chinuch. V'oy dikivin d'choyle, she'im basakonam mot demikra din gam b'gdoylem. You got to teach the kid what happens if he gets sick on Tisha B'Av. He might be sick on Tisha B'Av, and if he's sick on Tisha B'Av, he needs to know that if someone who's sick on Tisha B'Av has to make Havdalah. So Shmuel Vosner holds that there is a chiyuv chinuch of Havdalah. Rabbi Yaakov, in Emes LeYaakov, this is the famous Rabbi Yaakov, where Rabbi Yaakov says that every Motzei Shabbos children have to make Havdalah. He writes, "Katan yoisim ibein tes ha'oichal b'tishbav." A child above the age of 9 who eats on tishbav shecholias b'yemal yavdil mikoydem al chmar medina. Come on, beer, okay? Yaakov says they should have beer, okay? V'chein b'chol matzei Shabbos. This is where Rabbi Yaakov writes that every matzei Shabbos kids have to make avdola. Im aktanim shegiel lechinuch yoishonim b'shas avdola. If you have children that are gil lechinuch that go to sleep during avdola, which is very relevant in the summer, or if you live in Australia and South Africa, yesh lehem lahavdil b'yem aleph or Alaska also, I believe. I think Alaska is very difficult to be shy. London, right? Parts of Northern Europe is very difficult this time of year to make Avdol. Many of them just go to sleep. They go to sleep before Avdol. Make Avdol Sunday morning. They come out and never make Bar Mirash. No, their moms never do. Oish or B'Sam. All they do is Sunday morning. They make Avdol. So here Rabbi Yaakov writes, they should make Avdol in the morning when they wake up for themselves. Okay? Again, this is not the time for this. I spoke a little bit about it on Sunday morning. This is a big discussion in the Halacha L'Maaseh today. If Simcha Burim Kohn writes in the Sefer, this is not the practice. Okay, he's probably right. I think if you went to most Jewish homes that have young children and asked them, do you make Avdol Sunday morning? The answer is probably not. I don't know if that's a right or anything, but he's probably right that most homes they don't do it. But in my home, I try to do it for my son who's Higir L'chinuch. We try to make Avdol. So Shalom, what about this year? So this year, maybe I'll also let him make Avdol. If not, Shalom, I'm not giving him beer. That's not happening. But in any case, so Rabbi Yaakov held that kids do have to make Avdol, like the opinion of the Maral Diskin, not like... Rabbi Eliashiv, Rabbi Shmuel Vosner, and the Stipler.
But I assume that's not when it says over here on the bottom,
yeah.
You know, Rabbi Yaakov didn't say it.
No, Rabbi Yaakov didn't write it. Rabbi Shmuel means they heard it from Rabbi Yaakov, but it's not written in Emes LeYaakov by him, supposedly.
Well, this is what they heard from him.
Right, I mean, it means they heard this from him. It's how legitimate. I think it's most of the stuff I think they assume is pretty legit. Again, it's. Shmuel Kamenetsky holds the same thing, so it doesn't surprise me, which is nice. Even though there are times he disagrees with his father, but here he writes the same thing as his father. And Shlomo Zalman says the same thing in number 20. He writes, Avoktanim haminuk she'ena mavdilim terem achilas. Shlomo Zalman says, no, children do not eat before Avdol. So you have your pick of achreinim, what you want to do with your children on Matzei Shabbos. Should they make Avdol? Shouldn't they make Avdol? You definitely have on both sides. Let's just very begin to talk about Matzei Shabbos this year. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Belel Tisha B'Av, Hago mispalalim arvis we daven ma'ariv oimrim eicha v'kinnis. We say eicha v'kinnis. Everyone's aware of that. We say eicha and kinnis on Matzei Shabbos or the night of Tisha B'Av. V'oimr achar akinnis v'eicha say the kedusha. We say the kedusha maschem of v'yata kodesh. And we start with v'yata kodesh v'mechal b'Matzei Shabbos. But this year, if it's Matzei Shabbos, ein oimrim v'inoyim. There's no v'inoyim. We just start with v'yata kodesh after eicha v'kinnis. That we don't say. No, we don't say. No, the Rambam continues. He writes, "V'gav v'loy la natzech meneginus v'loy v'yitin l'cha u'masir in aparoiches l'fnei ha'orin." And we also remove the paroiches. Some people take it down. Some people move it over, depending on what your availability is with your relationship with your paroiches. So people do different things like that. Now, here's always the big question. The big question is, what's with the kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv and the kaddish after V'yata Kaddish? Now, the truth is, these shalos are obsolete now, because article printed a Tisha B'Av Ma'ariv with Kinnis. So everything that says in the article, you follow. You don't even have to worry anymore. But all of these were things that rabbis and gabbayim had to worry about. What do you do with the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei? After, okay. The Kaddish, which one's a Kaddish Shalim and which one's a without Tiskaba? We know I didn't photocopy it. There's a Ramah later on that says that after Leil Tisha B'Av, there's no Kaddish with Tiskaba. So the question is, when does that start? So either that means, so again, we have the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei. After the conclusion of the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, there's going to be a Kaddish. Then there's going to be Eicha Kinnis. And after Eicha Kinnis, there's going to be Vata Kaddish with another Kaddish and a Lein. So the question is, which of those two Kaddishim get a Kaddish with the Skabel, and which one doesn't get Kaddish to Skabel? So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan number 22, he writes, no, not a Chatzi Kaddish. It's a Kaddish without the Skabel. It's not going to be a Chatz Kaddish. It's going to be without the Tiskabel.
But isn't
the...
One second. Normally when we say Tiskabel, it means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should accept it. Like we say, you know, at the end of every day, you have to volunteer. Why would you say it twice, possibly Tiskabel? Once after the Marv and once after the
Kinnis? Yeah, so let's see. So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan number 22, you're going to see this. V'leil Tisha B'Av Nispal and Marv... Again, this has nothing to do really per se with Matzah Shabbos this year. This is really every year. But V'leil Tisha B'Av Nispal and Arvitz V'ayim Eichel V'Kinnis V'Achos Shman Esri Oymer Hashatz Kaddish Im Tiskabel. The acher hakinus ain oimer tiskabel. V'chein lamocha b'shachris ain oimer tiskabel. V'chein kasev b'mirhagim. This is what the Taz, the Magen Avraham, all right. So again, so the kaddish after the Shemoneh Esrei is tiskabel. The one after the eichav kinnis is without tiskabel. Again, writes the Aruch HaShulchan v'ani mis. What? You know this is yeah. He writes v'ani mispala al ze. I'm amazed by this. Dim kein ha oimer tiskabel ba'arvis k'moy b'shayomim. Meaning it comes out that Leil, the Ma'ariv of Tisha B'Av really gets Tiskabel. You don't get the Tiskabel after the Eicha V'Kinnis, fine. But the Ma'ariv of Shemoneh Esrei, or the post-Kaddish of Shemoneh Esrei, gets Tiskabel. He says, "Uma shaykh loyme she'en oyme Tiskabel lachar kinnis. Heichim atzini she'em shnei pom Tiskabel b'tfilachas." He asks you a question. What's the Chiddush? The Ramah says, you should know, we stop saying Tiskabel after Ma'ariv. What do you mean we stop? Why would you say Tiskabel a second time? Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is daiti or yinirishli loyma tiskabel achar Shemoneh Esrei ba'arvis. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no, because you don't say tiskabel even the first kaddish. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to tie a chiddush that you don't say kaddish tiskabel with the kaddish after the quiet Shemoneh Esrei. That's when you don't say the tiskabel.
It makes sense because once you say ba'atachanan tanu, right. So you already mavdo, so it's yeah. So it
okay.
If you don't say it.
Okay, so that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, this is not what you're going to find in all the art school Masudrim that we have. This is not the widely accepted practice. The widely accepted practice is the way the Magen Avraham writes it, the way the Taz writes it, that the first one is Tiskabel, after the Shemoneh Esrei is Kaddish with Tiskabel, and the one after the Eicha V'Kinnis is without Tiskabel. But this is a famous Aruch HaShulchan, that it is, you know, it's just worth noting, but again, today with the invention of the Siddur, especially the art school Siddur, it's not much of a tumah. Now, here's an interesting shayla. If you look over here, number 23, in the Kovetz Halachas, why is there no Tiskabel on Leil Tisha B'Av and Shachris? So it's based on a pasuk in Eicha, right? It says a pasuk in Eicha that sasam tefilosi. Our tefilos are blocked out. Right? There's blockout on our tefilos. How can we say Tiskabel Tzloisim? Tiskabel Tzloisim means Hashem, except our tefilos. And in Eicha we say, no, there was a blockage. Our tefilos were blocked, rejected, and not able to get Tisha B'Av. So that's why we don't say. That's the way all of us assume. Now he writes over here.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you can't say Hashem be miskabel, right? I guess something like Kaddish Tiskabel, you have more flexibility.
But there are a lot of references with
oh, for sure. Shema Kaleinu, Chutz V'Kabel Rachamim, yeah, 100%. So he writes over here something I didn't know. He quotes over here from Rabbi Shaul Shachus, Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says a nupshat. You know why we don't say Kaddish Tiskabel after Eicha V'Kinnis? It's because we don't want Hashem to say, please accept our Eicha V'Kinnis. You don't want Hashem accepting that. That's like, you know, that's something you don't want accepting. You know, you have to do it. You have to deal with it. You know, I mentioned this, I think, in other times. There used to be a minhag, I think, in many of the Yekesha communities. They used to throw out their kinnis every single year. They would throw in the garbage because we don't want it next year. So I copy that. I don't use my notes from last year Tisha B'Av to prepare for this year Tisha B'Av. I don't throw it out. That much I'm not willing to go because in case I need to use it. But I try not to use last year's. Every year is a different geschäft. And this year is definitely a different Tisha B'Av than last year. A lot going on. But they used to mamish to dispose of it. And we don't want another Tisha B'Av. So Kvega says, how can we ask after we finish Eichon Kiddush Tzei Hashem, Tiskabel, accept that. We don't want that. So the kinnas.
Why
are we going to have
Kaddish anyway? What's in the
Chayav? Right. So again, so the Yat is a funny thing. Cause it's really like that part is actually a tefillah. There's some form of a tefillah in there. The kinnas are pismaitim. They're like part of davening, right? They are 100%. They are. Yeah. They clearly are. That's what they are by nature. They're pismaitim. They are, which is what Rabbi Elazar Kalir wrote a lot of. We only know we're famous with his kinnas, but he wrote a lot of them throughout the Shabbos and Yom Tov davening. It's really just insertions into the davening. Tomorrow night, maybe we'll talk even more about why he did what he did, this style of writing. But in any case, so he writes over here from Shmuel Kamenetsky, an interesting Shtukal Torah. He wants to taina that there'd be a very big nafkamina between these two reasons. Is the reason why we don't say Kaddish Tiskabel is because Hashem blocks our tefillahs, or is Bishat, like Rabbi Kivega says, I'll just quickly read number 23, the third line. He writes, because came to Lavosh, B'shal Chus of Kiveger, because of Oitam, V'hainu, She'inim Tiskabel, Kedosh, Yistame Tiskabel, Koyal HaKinnis. We don't say Kaddish Tiskabel after Eich of HaKinnis, so it shouldn't give off an impression that we're asking Hashem to accept our HaKinnis. U'l'chayr Eich HaNafgimina. So he times there should be a very big nafkamina. What would happen if the first Shemana Esrei, the Baal Tefillah, forgot to say Tiskabel? And now the question is, should he say Tiskabel in the second Tefillah? So he wants to taina. Why? He wants to taina if the first reason is because Hashem doesn't accept that tefillah. But this kaddish is really going back on what happened before. And before you would have been allowed to say Tiskabel, so you could say Tiskabel now. But if the reason is like Rabbi Kivega, that we don't want to say the words Tiskabel after Kinnis, so that even Midiyavid, you wouldn't be able to say Tiskabel after the Kinnis. And then he tells us a story. He says, Ubetishab of Shnaz Tovshin Ayin Aleph. That's not so long ago. Tovshin Ayin Aleph is 1940, and 71 is 2001. Right, so in 2001, Irish Ashatz Toya Loimet Tiskabel Achat Tfilas Yitches. Taka, such a story happened. It's always good to know that these things actually happen, not just like theoretical. That the Baal Tefillah forgot to say Tiskabel in the Shemana Esrei. Umayvi Rebbe Shlita Hayim Espal Sham, and Shmuel was there. He was davening there. For Hayim Eloishi Yoyim Kaddish Tiskabel Achar Kinnis, and Shmuel Taka Paskin to say that the Kaddish Tiskabel after the Kinnis. Meaning he wasn't choshish for Rebbe Kivega's pshat, he was more choshish for the other pshat. That the reason why we don't say Kaddish Tiskabel is because of our fact that our tefillahs are blocked. But since this Kaddish is really going back on Ma'ariv, you could say Tiskabel. I did find over in a sefer called Kol HaMisabel, which is a fantastic sefer on the 3 weeks, 9 days Tisha B'Av. It's just a malakit. He just brings down all the information starting from the Gemaras all the way through the contemporary Paiskim. And he quotes over the Meshav Halacha, I don't know who that is, who says, Afim Shachach Aloymer Kaddish Tiskabel Achash Manesre. Ma'am is the case with in 2001. But the Eved, right?
Tavshin Ayin Aleph
is 2011. No, Tavshin is 1940. Ayin Aleph is 71. So 71 and 1940 is 1940 and 71 is what? 2011. Thank you. 2011. So says Kalam Esabel. He quotes over here. He says no. There's no. He goes the reason of Shosam Tfilasi. See, he learns not like the way Shmuel was learning. He's saying that no. Once you get to the point of Tisha B'Av, no more Tiskabel. If Shmuel Kamenetsky wanted to tell you that no, that since my Tiskabel is coming off of Ma'ariv and Ma'ariv, I had the right to say it. I could say it now also. He says no. Once you cross over into Tisha B'Av, no more Kaddish Tiskabel. Okay, these shayos are a little less negeb as manazeh because of the sitter. Now, if you look over in the Mishnah Berurah, we mentioned this on the outset. Mishnah Berurah writes over here that you have to warn the people on a tainus lo yasu eish levash letzarech halayla atchiyem muhamav the ben kol zechob. We mentioned this earlier. The women have to make sure that they're not going to hear avdallah or say atzachanatonu. They have to say baruch hamavda. Now, here the question is like this. Matzei Tisha B'Av, we make Havdalah ala kois. What's that kois going to look like? Now we'll learn in a few minutes that you're not allowed to drink yayin. No, I shouldn't say that. The minig is not to have yayin until Chatzais on Yud Av, which is Monday afternoon. So what do I make Havdalah on Sunday night? So if you look over here in the Mishnah Berurah writes like this. He says, you make Havdalah ala kois. Ve'ein tzarech l'havdalah b'tfil. Again, you don't make a second Atachanatonu on Sunday night. You make Atachanatonu on Matzei Shabbos. and then on Sunday night you make Havdalah. Kivan Shavdalah me'etmo, v'afilu shachach etmo la'havda b'tfilah, kam ke nir de'in tzorech atal la'havda b'tfilah. Paskas Mr. Brewer, let's say you forgot Matzah Shabbos Atachanatanu, and you want to say Atachanatanu Sunday night. Says Mr. Brewer, too late. You don't say it. Vesagi b'mashiyav delatal alakos, and you'll make Havdalah alakos. Isa b'maril, kishihichshich beirech b'yir priyagofen v'havdalah. Says the Maril, when it gets dark, meaning Matzah Tisha B'Av, you make a b'yir priyagofen, you make Havdalah. Im kein, says the Mishnah Berurah, calling from the Dalgam Erevav, the Noedi B'Yehuda, im kein mashma shemutal havdol yain. Meaning, the Maril says, Matzei Tisha B'Av, when it gets dark, you make a bari priya gafen. If you make a bari priya gafen, what are you drinking? Not Chamar Medina. So says the Noedi B'Yehuda, you see from the Maril, that on Sunday night, Matzei Tisha B'Av, it's okay to have yain. Even though, and the Sharatzian writes, that even though those that are normally on a Shabbos Chazoin will not have havdolah miyayin, the choshish for the Ramah, but Sunday night, kuli alma moide. Meaning, even those people who this past Matzah Shabbos use Chamar Medina do not have to use Chamar Medina this Matzah Shabbos according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in number 26, Ubelel Matzah Tisha B'Av Mavdil al Kois, V'oz Eina Mavdil Loyal Aner V'Loyal B'Samim Dal Aner Kva Beirach, U'B'Samim Leishak Rek Matzah Shabbos. Again, Sunday night Havdalah is no Ner, no B'Samim. V'Gam Lo Yavdil al Ayayin, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and there's also no wine. Ela Al Shar Mashke, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you cannot use wine. The yayin osur b'matzei Tisha B'Av afilu b'nitcha liyam rishon. I don't think most people follow this Aruch HaShulchan. I think the more accepted opinion is like the Mishnah Berurah, that this Sunday night, you can make Havdalah al hayayin. Now I found, from Rav Moshe Sternbach, interesting, Rav Moshe Sternbach wants to say, is there a concept of making up Malava Malka? Right, we all miss Malava Malka on Matzei Shabbos. Can you make, should you, do you have to make up Sunday night Malava Malka? So he writes, number 27. He says, Kishachal Tisha B'Av Matzah Shabbos, Ula Yesh Le'achos Tudis Mav Malka, Kishamav Matzah Tisha B'Av, Shebezeh Nigmar Shabbos. Maybe that's considered the conclusion of Shabbos, even though you've been doing Malach for the last 26 hours, but maybe this signifies the end of Shabbos. He writes, Avaloi Matzasi B'Poiskim Dover Zeh. I didn't find any of the Poiskim who talk about it. Umashma Shemizah B'Av, tell us Mitzazu Kishachal Tisha B'Av Matzah Shabbos. He says, no, it must be that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzah Shabbos, there is no Malava Malka. But at least a suggestion, if you want an excuse to eat on Matzah Tisha B'Av, you can call it Sudas Malava Malka. Okay, now, with the little time we have left, let's talk about, so what is permitted Matzei Tisha B'Av and what is still in place for some more time. So in order to get off the ground with this, we have to see a very important Torah. The Torah writes them in Tav Kuf Nun Ches. Tanya B'Shiva B'Av Nichtesu Goyim L'Heichal V'Ochlu B'Av V'Shosu B'Av V'Kilkul. We know the seventh day, the Goyim went into the Heichal and they partied there, they ate and they drank there, V'Kilkulu, and they destroyed it, they brought it down from Kedusha. Until towards, this is all the 8th and the 9th, and then towards the night, on the 9th, which is this year would be the equivalent of Sunday night, so then what happened? They lit the fire on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and it burned for 24 hours till Monday night. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been there, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th, not the 9th. Because what happened on the 9th? They started the fire. But the fire really burned. Be'ikka, the burning, was the next day. So he writes, Sheruban shel heichal bo nisuf, v'isib yushalmi, v'oven tsayim tshi v'asiri. The Yushalmi brings down that different people used to fast both days, the 9th and the 10th. Reblevi tsayim tshi v'leil asiri. He used to fast the whole 9th, and then the night of the 9th going into the 10th. And they should ha'i ba'koyach, latim koyim asiri. Because he couldn't fast the whole day. 2 days to fast is too much. Right? We don't know too many people who fast 2 days in Kippur, but the $1 million question is why not? Sveika diyema. Sveika diyema in Chutz La'aretz, you should have to fast 2 days in Kippur. So every year when I get to like Matzah Yom Kippur, Matzah Tisha B'Av, I always think about this idea. And I'm always like, Baruch Hashem, we don't follow that because I can't imagine doing this. You know, Nachadei, it's very hard. So the accepted practice is most of us don't fast. So I have a friend of mine who told me he has a friend that fasts 2 days in Kippur. I said, really? He does all his shticks. He tells me all the different things he does. He puts on tefillin. I don't know, all these funny cheshbonos just to be mekayim. I don't know exactly what he does. No one knows about it. This guy knows, and he told me. I think the guy's tamazay. I think the Gemara says anything that's because it's tzai, you could be a URO. If you want to do things that are uncomfortable, knock yourself out. Yeah, if you want to do it, but I don't know, I find it hard. But in any case, he writes of this. When we come up, and this is important, says the Torah, minog kasherhu. It's a good minog, that you should not eat meat on the night going into the 10th, which this year is Sunday night, and Sunday and Monday, rak leheshiva nefesh yikarv le'inui, just enough to calm your nefesh. So there's two ways you could read this Torah. It means you should only eat a certain amount of basar to calm your heart, or you shouldn't eat anything except for that you really need to eat. If you look in the Bach learns the Torah with a big chumrah, which means nira de ratzolayim da'afilu shar ma'cholim lo yochal rak kedei lahashiva nefesh. Which means most people, especially like in camp, like Matzei Tisha B'Av is like, you know, free for all. Everyone's dancing, everyone's so happy, but it's really, really not the way Halacha sets it up. Matzei Tisha B'Av is sad. And the tour, the Bach holds in the tour, you shouldn't fret Matzei Tisha B'Av. You should only eat what you need. It's not like Matzei Yom Kippur. Matzei Yom Kippur, we make a Suda, it's brought down Ramon Shulchan Aruch. Matzei Tisha B'Av is not a time for festivities. Fakir, it says the Bach, according to the tour, you shouldn't go out and eat everything you need. I'm talking about even not Basar. You should eat, have bread and liquids, whatever you need to, you know, satiate you. But it shouldn't be a party. It shouldn't be a all out party, Matzei Tisha B'Av. Because again, that night the Beis HaMikdash was burning. It's a very strange time to make a party while the Beis HaMikdash was still actively burning. So this is the Makor that we don't eat basar the night of Tisha B'Av until the next day. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch also writes like that. He says, "B'tisha B'Av le'iser v'tzisu eish behechel." On the 9th of Av, towards the evening, the fires were burning. V'nisav hashkiyas achamav b'yom asir, and it burnt for an entire day. It burnt until the equivalent of this year of Monday night. That's when the fires ended. There's a good minhag. It's a good practice not to eat meat and yayin the whole Sunday night. And it sounds like the whole Monday also until Shkia of Monday. Says the Ramah. So it sounds like the Ramah understood in the Mechaber that the Mechaber would go the whole Yud. And the Ramah says you don't have to go the whole Yud, just till Chatzos.
What's the reason? If we're still burning,
it's probably some form of a svar, of a Miktas Hayom Kikuli type of svar, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's strange, because Miktas Hayom Kikuli, you don't have to wait till Chatzos usually.
It's
strange. But again, it could be that was just the way they... Again, it also could be that came lunchtime, that lunch was basar. So if lunch was basar, they didn't want to go past, you know, for us. Most of us are not thinking about basar on Monday afternoon until supper time.
The
whole Monday. The equivalent this year of Monday. Right, it says it went till Shkia. So the Mechaber should be right. But again, probably the answer is because these things are Menhagim, and it's very possible they needed to eat meat for lunch. Again, you have to know the time. So it could be they just said, okay, Ad Chatzos, is good enough. Right. So this year, for sure, no meat Sunday night. I don't know who wants to break the fast on meat, but okay. So this year, Sunday night, no bus of yain. I don't think that's the case for too many people. But we'll see. What about all the other things that apply? So according to Svaradim, it sounds like from the Mechaber, no bus of yain until Monday night. So let's say Monday night, you want to go out to eat fleishes, you got to wait till Shkia, which is pretty late this time of the year, actually. But according to Ashkenazim, after Chatzos, it's a
Mutar.
So let's see. Yeah, but Mixayim usually is after Alois HaShachar, not Chatzos.
That's also true.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. It's a good point. I don't have a good pshat. Again, this is always where I wonder, because these things are in Hagim, I don't know how much we have to overlum the Shasai to try to explain the minhag. I'm saying very balbatish. It could be the minhag was because Chatzos was the time they had to eat lunch. So that's when they just, I don't know, maybe. It's hard to know. So if you look in Yakut Yosef, what does Svaradim do? He writes, Minhag kosher shalalecha boser shes yayin belel asir ba'av, yem asir ba'av. Svaradim keep this. They don't eat meat. Leil yud and the whole yud day. And he says, so Sfarim Taka, they don't have Basav Yayin until Monday night. Except for the Temanim Jews. He writes over here, the Minik Teman, Haminik Aposha Choichan Belel Yud Bav, Afilu Basav Behema. The Temanim have on Sunday night, they're having Basar. Ushar Hadvar Masum Mishu Shachabet Tishbav. So they're more Mekel. He writes over here, number 33, that in Baghdad, the minhag was to be mekel with basar on Matzei Tisha B'Av. Which is interesting because it seems exactly against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is very clear. But apparently in Baghdad and Temani Jews, they didn't have this chumrah. But Yaakov Yosef writes, he says today that since most of the Jews from Baghdad live in Eretz Yisrael, they should follow us and not eat. So Svaradim do not have basar v'yayin for the entire day of Monday. Now, what about for us Ashkenazim? So for us Ashkenazim, we can't have basar v'yayin until Monday afternoon. What about a tafshil shel basar? Very negated this year. Why? This year, let's say you have chicken soup on Shabbos, and then Matzah Shabbos is the fast, and then Sunday night you want to eat leftover chicken soup. But you're not going to eat the chicken. You take the chicken out, you just want the chicken soup. So the chicken soup is what we call basar shel tafshil. It was cooked with chicken. Now the potato kugel, that's not a shayla. You can eat the potato kugel. There's no meat there. But let's say, for example, you have the chicken soup. Can I eat that Sunday night?
Yeah, but does the chicken have the din of meat?
No, your chicken and meat are the same thing. That's not the question. Question over here, it's not a real... It's right, all right. Without meat in it. Right, with no meat in it. Right. I just gave chicken because it's just an easy example of... Correct. So, Shulchan Aruch paskins that's mutter. Yet, except that the Taz already points out, no, we don't do that. But what about on Sunday night? So I quoted over here from Rabbi Yashiv, and I found later that Rabbi Felder also quotes it, I believe, B'Shem Rav Moshe, that what? Shetavshul Shabbosah mutter b'motzi tishabov. So let's say this year you want to have chicken soup, or you want to have the cholent and not eat the meat. Right? Let's say you want to have cholent without the meat. Or you eat around the meat, you take out the meat, so that you can taka half Sunday night. So that's a reshtikol negeir. Let's say someone wants to have a chicken soup, matzei tishabov, so that you can have, obviously you can't have the chicken, but you can have the chicken soup. Now, I found the Gevaldige Yosef Oimitz. The Yosef Oimitz was a Rav, the Dayan of Frankfurt, in the late 1600s. Look what he writes. This Mamish is a Musa Haskell to Matzei Tisha B'Av. He writes, Lizor b'Matzei Tisha B'Av mi'Basav Yayin me'Aveil Shol Yom. You have to be careful not to have Basav Yayin. Afilo b'Tisha B'Av Nitche, even if it's a Nitche. The Kol Shukenim ain't Tisha B'Av Nitche. Does ha'mamayit ba'achilo b'choma de'ef sholei ha'reiz m'shobach. Stamzei, eating what? Don't eat so much Matzei Tisha B'Av. Then he writes, u'betotzos chayim kosev shloi lechol el aperis b'Avaru Pas. You should only have fruit and bread. And this is really what the Bach learned in the tour. The Bach learned in the tour that Matzei Tisha B'Av, you should only eat what you need. You shouldn't have a 12-course meal and party and this, that, and the other. It should really still be an Avelos experience. Then if you look at the next page very quickly, so let's figure out now, what else is Aser on Sunday night? This is like, you know, the most biggest shilas Rabbanim get after Tisha B'Av is, what can't I do Sunday night? What can I do Sunday night? So the answer is you pretty much can't do anything Sunday night. You can eat and go to sleep. And even eating, we saw, is a shayla what you can eat. So now, what about the other things that have been applied, that have been applicable since the 3 weeks and the 9 days? So the first thing, which is very clear, is music. You cannot listen to music until Chatzos Monday afternoon. Where does that come from? So it comes from Mishnah Berurah. Look at number 36, Mishnah Berurah writes over here, he's talking about making a Sudas Erisin on Motzei Tisha B'Av. And he writes that you can't dance. He says, "Umikol shekain shaloi yeh shom klei shir ad achar chatzois yoyim asiri, until after chatzois on Monday." So that's the first thing. No music until Monday afternoon. I know that, like in the camps, the mamas count down to, like, you know, till they, even though today the acapella is, I'm telling you, it's every year it gets better and better. My kids put something on at home. I said, "Turn it off." They're like, "No, it's acapella." I said, "Really? You listen clear, close enough, you can hear it's taka acapella, but initially it sounds." Sounds too good. Okay, we've spoken about that in the past. So that's the first thing. So no music, no meat, no yayin. Mishnah Berurah quotes a chumrah, which is pretty widely accepted in the contemporary Paiskim, from the Knesset HaGedolah. The Toiv Shloi L'Shamish Mitasa B'Lal Asiri. One should not have marital relations on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Imloi B'Lal Tfila, unless it's the Mikveh night. Or Yoytzel Derech. Now, or the husband's going away. Aybam Min HaDerech, or the husband's returning from a trip. And they're returning from, but the Yotzel Derech is very negeh. Why? Because Sunday night, a lot of husbands, they go up, the husbands leave the mountains, come back to the city. That might be a Yotzel Derech. They're leaving their wife for a whole week. So it's very possible if a husband, and this year it's Sunday night, so the husband's up in the mountains Sunday night, and he's going to leave Monday morning. So it's very possible that he should probably live with his wife because it's a Yotzel Derech. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes. We'll come back to this in a second. Mishnah Berurah writes over here, V'u'adin shloi lichatz b'merchatz u'lesapru l'chabes ad chatzis. Says Mr. Brewer, not only can't you have boss of yayin and have relations, you also can't wash, and you can't haircut, and you can't do laundry. So basically everything. It's basically a continued 9 days until Monday afternoon, for the most part. The Kaf HaChaim does write number 38. He says, if someone has a big taiva, he's obviously, it's not like Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. If he has a big taiva, he should live with his wife. But this is interesting, because we've been discussing the last couple of weeks of science and halacha. He writes, "Ulefi das chachmi harayfim beloy zein l'shamish b'lal asir l'fish nechlash machmas atayinus." He says, "You know why you shouldn't have tashmish post tayinus? It's dangerous. You're very weak from the fast. It's not a good idea." Which lefiza would be a big nafkamina. Let's say Matzah Yom Kippur. According to this, Matzah Yom Kippur shouldn't have tashmish either, and I'm not aware of anyone who says that. Secondly, lefiza on a Tisha B'Av shenidche, it should also be aser, but it's not. On a Tisha B'Av Shenidche, Tashmish is mut. So according to the refuah purposes, it doesn't make sense. But he says, so why is it mut if it's Leil Tefillah? If it's danger, why is Leil Tefillah mut? He says, because Shoyim Epsoyim Hashem it's a mitzvah. Okay. So Halacha L'maisa, Oyveh. So Halacha L'maisa goes like this. You can't do anything really till Monday afternoon. The one cool of it is that Rav Shlomo Zalman says that Leil Motzei Tisha B'Av, you might be able to be more makel with showers. But the pashtus says you can't even do laundry until Monday afternoon, and you also can't wear laundered clothing until Monday afternoon. Can't shave, can't go swimming, you can't do any of that. You could do business, buying and selling of masa umatam, and it's machloikas achrenim if you could say shachiyan. But there are coolers. Let's say, for example, you have a very big business meeting Monday morning, and you needed to shave for the business meeting, so it's very possible you'd be able to get a heter. Or let's say, for example, you need a nice suit to put on. You don't want to put on your suit that you've been wearing for the last week. So there are poiskim that are makel because it's still post the fast. But for the basic other halachas, everything continues till Monday after Chatzos. And Monday after Chatzos.
You said Sunday night you could shower?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I said Sunday night you cannot shower. If Shlomo Zalman said there's more coolers on Sunday night than there would be tonight. But make her a dinner. Everything continues and only for Ashkenazim, not Svardim. Svardim have none of this. Svardim just have Basavi Yain. Svardim after that can do whatever they want. Everything's for Monday afternoon. For showers, for...